A touch of programming with samurai pork chops. I'm not going to get technical, but there are three parts to my new programming machine. The first component is an XML programming language designed by state-of-the-art AI for a local AI, at the moment, Ornith. The second part are advanced user interface components. They are really advanced, audio, video, visual programming, etc. And the third component is a coding agent. It is currently being programmed upstairs. You tell the coding agent what you need, and it will select from a large number of application templates pre-created by state-of-the-art AI and begin its work. The agent is really well trained not to make mistakes, because it writes in my language only. I predict being able to create state-of-the-art user interface applications, anything you could ever wish for. The advanced processing, video, images, music, voice, audio enrichment, more AI, sits in a virtual machine next to this program. They are called containers, and they contain Linux and really advanced backends. AI will know how to set everything up and keep it all updated, all advanced, without all the problems. I make user interface applications, but to make them manageable, clear, and easy to edit for AI, I needed to create a web application-specific programming language that packed server and constraint information for AI. Yesterday, I ran a state-of-the-art AI for 13 hours straight, successfully, somewhat miraculously, reducing 2,000 lines of dense JavaScript in a test application to zero. That means AI successfully rewrote the already tiny 2,000-line video editor into my language. It was extending my language as it was eating the ordinary code that is no longer necessary. I did this to learn how to use AI and, you know, eliminate the need to install other people's crap on my computer. AI is hacking everything these days. I prefer to have my own applications. My software is, of course, free, and you should build your own version to practice language, user interface, and then an agent to stitch it all together. But there are a couple of interesting things here that are worth mentioning. This is a path for any young person to make their way towards setting up an internet server with monthly billing, all nice and easy in the age of AI, and then having something to put up there that people could sign up for. Thinking to yourself that you get something worth somebody else's while will push you forward to learn more and more and eventually start selling big things for real. I have already begun making preparations for my next breakthrough. This program, like some four variations before it, is going to be retired soon. My next one is crafted to rely on AI that can run in a web page if you have a somewhat recent computer. And here, let me close this text by telling you how it works. I always brought software into a virtual world with cities and offices and even office workers. Here, small AI agents can live inside the world and expand it inside out, even communicate with each other. To give you a rough and sketchy example, no agent ever needed to learn how to open a window. But today, I began new work by treating software as a virtual world already. Buttons can be taken by the user into their inventory and dropped somewhere else through take and drop actions. You know this today as copy and paste. But in this virtual world, with a verb calculus, you can also use a button with an empty or existing workflow. And then inside the workflow, place more actions such as write contact form message into email box. This is based on old text adventure computer games and verb user interfaces. But in my mind, that was always a form of artificial intelligence. And here, you and AI get to use the same language. You can use it with a mouse. The result looks like a professional application, but the design experience is very much that of playing a computer game. The program I'm finishing today is the most you can run on a local computer. What I am preparing for my next set of breakthroughs is its bare minimum. Thus, my programming adventure continues.